Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, October 26th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I apologize for the late start. And any of you who are just now tuning in and didn't hear my little announcement, I just read in the logbook that the landlord is planning to evict us. And I don't know what that means. So in terms of the continuation of Berkeley Liberation Radio. So those of you who listen regularly know that there is a website where I post these files, the audio files for the show, NAS2EndWork.org, the Nascence to End Work. And I encourage folks to, go there if you are interested in finding out if there is a change in status. I will post it there for sure. Sisters and brothers, as we've discussed before on this show, Marcuse wondered whether the beginning of the reversal, those are his terms, might need to come from the organized refusal of the knowledge workers of the West, because it seemed to him that those who live in the what we now call the global South were too tightly gripped in the teeth of totalitarianism. Now, from the vantage gained in the years subsequent, now that we've seen and are seeing Egypt, Ukraine, Scotland, Hong Kong, and upcoming Catalonia, do we still think that, or do we agree? Do we agree? It could be we're looking at the question with old eyes, through the old dichotomies. The old dichotomies in which we've been conditioned to think, and that thanks to Terence Hopkins and Emmanuel Wallerstein, we now see there is but one totalitarian regime, and that we are all being ground in its teeth, all being crushed to powder. It takes all of us together globally to end power. In the November 11th, 2012 show excerpt that I posted, I hope you had a chance to check it out, on the role of government, we said the state exists to keep a tight lid on its citizens, its quote unquote citizens. But we're living in a moment unique in human history in which we are all globally, collectively questioning this. And with that pondering, another, we are considering that the problem we face is bigger than the bloated heads and puffed up chests of those power mad 10,000. That its source, this problem's source, lies in the mindset of class, a totalitarian mindset that brooks no challenges, a mindset the sheer scope of which requires all hands on deck, and for our thought to swell to encompass it. A mindset that we are stripping bare and submitting to our scrutiny, along with all the ideologies that spring from it, democracy, untested and presumed till now, when we need every human being questioning our class training to end power, in order for us to end power. In a recent article by Hang He, in the Epoch Times of October 9 to 15, 2014, about the courage of Hong Kong right now, challenging the bully state. She states that, quote, democracy is the opposite of dictatorship, unquote, but we've been schooled better. In Unpacking Democracy, I quote Lester Crocker, quote, the opposite of totalitarianism is not democracy, but the pluralistic society in which people are free to differ and in which complete conformity is not the test of good citizenship, unquote. We don't want democracy. Occupy, but one of innumerable instances, is proof conformity is enforced and power rules. We don't want democracy. We want to be free. As Karl Popper said, we want the open society.